In terms of just, a game like this, you're out shooting the other team a lot, and getting chances, not going. How big was it to get Alex's goal to make one right after they
Yeah, big.
within
Big, I
one?
mean, as a coach, I still got to be happy with the process, although the score is not always what we want. You got to stick with the process. Long term, you'll win more game. It was big, obviously, as a coach. It's a nice relief. It's nice for him to have his first goal, too. This is his third game. Well deserved. I still felt we're in control. The draw there, we lose the draw. They come out on the power play. A lot of picks, like Belzil cannot even get out. Obstruction, but I mean, it's okay. That was big. I thought we were in control. I mean, I wasn't concerned. I thought everybody knew their job. I don't think we give 20 shot again tonight. So I think we were in control. And when prime was needed, he made the save.
Thank you, Jared. We'll go with Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Coach. Alex Belzile just said that he felt that a big contributing factor to, controlling the play for most of the game, getting those 48 shots on net, was that the team got back to its identity tonight. That was the word that he used. Do you agree with that?
Of course, yeah. I think the last game was, for all the reasons we mentioned, we didn't feel great, and we didn't feel great about our game. I don't feel there was any panic after the game. We just knew it wasn't good enough. That's what, you work with guys for a few years. I mean, you remember the first year, there were guys coming from everywhere trying to establish an identity. And the guys I thought did pretty well the first year for, the guys coming and who we had. Last year, I felt we, with all the adversity, we climbed back. And now there's a continuity in what we're doing. And if you look at the guys that we have, they know how I operate. They know what I'm expecting. And they start expecting it for themselves. So now you're joining a few young guys that I already know, and they know what my expectation is. So yesterday was more about a reset and have a plan for the next 24 hour. So everybody have a good performance and the guy bought in. But they know by now, they know what's our style of play, but they know that it's the right way to play.
It's always scoring goals are always a good thing, but when the bench sees a young guy like Jan Mišek score his first pro goal, can you just describe what that's like for the entire team?
He's a joy to be around, and it's nice to get him in the game. He's just a good kid that he's a sponge. He wants to do well. He buys into what you're doing. He's asking a lot of questions. He's got a great personality. And he's a good player. I mean, he's a young prospect. He's still a guy that should play junior this year and next year. Really, he's not allowed to play in the NHL. So it's good for him to get his feet wet and to learn, the pro side of the game. And he's really embracing this. And although he's not in the lineup every game, he hasn't been. Every time we give him an opportunity, he got better and better and better. And a lot of time people are, oh, why he's not playing every game? Because of today. Today was his best game. So that's, you have to let the kid breathe. You have to make sure the team is in there. Development is about quality time. It's about quality game. It's not about just playing. Play to play can play all summer. It's to be in the right frame of mind when you work with them in practice, and then they can see the game from a, and all of a sudden the performance are going up. So that's what's happening with him. He's done well.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Amy. Et merci, coach. C'est ce qui complète le point de presse. Bonne fin de soirée à tous.